So the next thing we're going to do is talk about what is inside of a muscle cell. How is it arranged and how is it put together? And this is going to be very important to the function of the muscle cell and how it contracts. So the first thing to think about is how muscles themselves are formed, or how muscle cells are formed. What happens is myoblasts, which are basically immature muscle cells, fuse together to form individual muscle cells in the case of skeletal muscles. And this is part of why skeletal muscle cells are so large, because they're made up of the fusing together of many immature muscle cells. And some of these myoblasts do not fuse with the others to become muscle cells. They remain as satellite cells, which again are like muscle stem cells that are there to help with repair of the muscle tissue. Now, you're going to notice the word sarco quite a bit, and also the word myo, and both of, or the prefix sarco and myo, and these tend to refer to the muscles. So remember that. Osteo, if you remember from the last section, referred to bones. Sarco and myo are going to refer to muscles. The sarcolemma is the outer cell membrane of the muscle. And so like any cell, it's going to have a cell membrane. In the case of the muscle, it's called the sarcolemma. And it's going to be right underneath the endomysium. So it's going to be, it's the actual part of the cell as a cell membrane. It's not a membrane, so it's not a additional membrane like the endomysium is. What's unique about the sarcolemma is that it's capable of generating an action potential, just like a nerve cell is. Sarcoplasm is going to be the cytoplasm inside of the muscle cell. So everything inside of the sarcolemma is considered the sarcoplasm. So instead of calling it cytoplasm, we're going to call it sarcoplasm. And something that's very unique about muscles is a system of tubules called the transverse tubules, sometimes called the T-tubules. And these are narrow tubes that are going to extend from the sarcolemma into the interior of the muscle cell. So you can kind of think of them as being like manholes under a street, or like subways going down underneath a city. And they go deep into the muscle, and they, in fact, go down to the sarcoplasmic reticulum, which we haven't quite talked about yet, but they surround the sarcoplasmic reticulum deep in the cells. And the sarcoplasmic reticulum is going to be surrounding, it's a membrane, basically. It's similar to the endoplasmic reticulum in an ordinary cell. And the sarcoplasmic reticulum in your picture, the structure of the skeletal muscle fiber, is depicted in blue. And then you can see the T-tubules are depicted in yellow. And the importance of the sarcoplasmic reticulum has a variety of important functions. But one of the things it does is it surrounds what are called the myofibrils. And the myofibrils are the working part of the muscle cell. These are why the muscle contracts. And so the next thing we're going to talk about are the myofibrils.